Good afternoon, and welcome again to Real Estate Today. I'm Buzz Beattie with People's Choice Brokers. Work under the Department of Real Estate license as a salesperson with People's Choice. And today I'm honored to have another agent from another office with me, Edna Fleming of Coldwell Banker Dufour Realty here in Chico. And Edna, it's great that you have desired to come on in today. Took a little bit of talking yesterday. I know you were somewhat hesitant, as is, has been the case with some other agents, but hope this is a good experience for you and that you also will want to come back again. But welcome to Real Estate Today.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you for inviting me. I think the only reason I was hesitant was because I had just been in Lake Tahoe for a week-long vacation and just needed to get my feet back on the ground again. But I'm happy to be here with you and talk a little bit about real estate.
Well, it's nothing like a vacation at Lake Tahoe to get your mind off of your business, but sounds like you really enjoy real estate, so hopefully it wasn't too hard getting back into the swing of things after that nice trip up there.
No, in fact, I came back to an offer that had been emailed to my phone that I looked at probably on Sunday, because I got back late Saturday night, so the business does go on, and I'm actually happy to be back.
Now, once again, I'm speaking with Edna Fleming of Coldwell Banker Dufour Realty in Chico. That's a pretty large office. I know it's a very good office. And do you have others that cover your business while you're away like that?
Good question. Yeah, always. So I did. I had Karen Lemke covering for me, and it was very kind of her to do that. And so that way I had a peace of mind and my clients knew they were still being taken care of.
It's kind of hard for an agent to take a vacation sometimes or have a couple of days off unless you do are able to turn it over to someone. I know I'm not doing a lot of business right now, but enough to so that it really keeps me busy, and I might even think that the day is over. It's some cases 8 o'clock in the evening and I'll get a phone call that I really need to take. And so an agent is really on call pretty much all their waking hours. At least, do you find that that's the case for you?
Well, yeah, I think it's with you always. You know, you don't really, it's, I mean, you're self-employed. You're.
Mm-hmm. I know some agents try to educate their clients that they are people also and do need to have some time to themselves and do kind of have what's might be looked at as office hours, so that some good clients would not consider maybe phoning after a certain time. Do you try to educate your clients in that direction?
You know, the agent does set the tone, and everyone's different. Some people work that way. Within certain time frames, they do phone calls, and other time pockets, they show property. And they take into consideration, you know, needing family time. I'm available, and when I'm not, I communicate that to my clients.
Well, Edna, I'd like to hear a little bit more about your background in real estate. We had a chance to visit a little bit before the show started today, but also this program gives our listening audience, those in the audience that might be contemplating looking for an agent, they get an opportunity to hear agents who they might consider calling if they're getting ready to put their home on the market, or looking, maybe they're even a first-time home buyer and not quite sure how to go about getting an agent. And I think you and I would both agree that there's lots of good professional agents here in the Chico area, but as is usually the case in anything, there's different personality types, and some people click with certain groups of people, and this gives our audience a chance to get acquainted with quite a few different agents here on this program, Real Estate Today. So if you don't mind sharing a little bit of your background, why are you in real estate? And I know that you love it. Maybe you could share a little bit about your background.
Well, this day the seed was planted 6 years before I got into real estate. A very active real estate agent that's still very active really encouraged me. And in 1996, I got licensed. My husband lost his 10-year-old job, a job he had for 10 years at PG&E, and had a good severance pay for 9 months, and said, "Edna, this might be a good time to get into real estate." So I studied for my exam, took the exam, and passed it on the first try, and started selling real estate at Century 21, in fact, in October of 1996. So I did have a passion for it. I did, and I love it. And I use the word did. I did it for 11 years. And then in 2006, my son, Alan Fleming, who had just turned 18 the week before, died in an auto accident. And I found that going back to work was too stressful. So in 2007, I took a leave, and now a year ago came back as an assistant for 9 months, and was encouraged by management at Coldwell Banker to go back into selling. So I have gone back into selling. I have 3 listings. I have past clients that have called me. And of course, those 3 listings are from past clients. So my motto in selling real estate is, instead of, you've heard of that slogan, "Do unto others as you would have done unto you." And instead, I use the slogan, "Do unto others as they would have done unto them." And my clients are first. When I'm working, they're first. They're number one. My family's always been number one, but I keep everything in perspective. I love people. I love providing good service. I want them to get what they want. So, and I realize that it does come down to personality, because we all have the same access to the MLS,
right,
and we can get the same information for them, but they want, it comes down with who can I trust. And my clients have given me that feedback, that they can trust me. And that's very gratifying, Buzz. As you know, there's just nothing more gratifying.
That's true. And before the show started, we were getting acquainted with each other a little bit, and you did share about your son and that tragic accident that took his life. And I know that others listening share the sorrow for you, and I know that that's a very tough time for you to go through, and can understand you needing to take a break from real estate at that particular time. But I'm glad that you're back, and I'm sure that those who worked with you before that are glad that you're back in the business again. And I'd like to know a little bit more, before we get off into another subject, about some of the specific areas that you really enjoy in real estate. So maybe we can get to that after this break. Again, you're listening to KKXX Life Radio, Real Estate Today, and our guest today is Edna Fleming of Coldwell Banker, Dufour Realty in Chico. Back with you after this break.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops, you've got what it takes. So be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Welcome back to the second segment of Real Estate Today. It's great to be with you again. And remember, this show, which was going just 2 days a week up until a couple of weeks ago, is now on every Monday through Friday at 2:30. So our slogan or motto is, if it's 2:30, it's real estate today. And today is my guest. I'm interviewing and visiting with Edna Fleming of Coldwell Banker Dufour Realty. We're hearing a little bit of her background and why she enjoys real estate. She mentioned an adaptation of what is often referred to as the golden rule from the Bible as one of the aspects of real estate that she enjoys being a part of and really trying to help people achieve what they're after. In fact, I didn't state it the way you did. Why don't you go over that concept again?
Well, the golden rule is do unto others as you would have done unto you. I revise that a little bit. In real estate, it's do unto others as my client would have done unto them. That means it's what my client wants. Not my agenda, but my client's agenda. And my goal is to accomplish that on behalf of my client.
Now, can you pick out maybe a specific example or two where possibly some agents may not treat their clients in that particular way?
You know, Buzz, I really can't compare, and I probably can't do that because, you know, I see we all have our personalities to bring to the table. And the truth is that I think we have a very cooperative group of agents in Chico. Mm-hmm. And in order to make my job go smoothly to best achieve what I want to accomplish on behalf of my client, I need the cooperation of other agents, and I need the teamwork that comes along with working with another agent. And teamwork meaning it's not just me doing all the work. It's the title company. It's the lender. It's the inspector. And that's a pretty big list. And we all work together as a team to make the transaction work. And that's our goal. We want the transaction to work. If the client, the client who's selling his house or the client who's buying a house, we want that to work because we take it very seriously. If a buyer wants to buy a house, then we want to make it work for them. If a seller needs to sell their house or wants to sell their house because they're going to move up or move down, we want to make it happen for them, and we want to get the most for their house that we can.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've sensed that. I'm a relatively newcomer to the real estate community, and I've heard from others that it is a particularly good group of agents in the relationship among the realtors here in the Chico area. I haven't been around in some of the other parts of our state, but I'm also seeing that firsthand too. And the neat thing about being able to do this show, Real Estate Today, is that I'm able to bring in other agents from other offices. And I think that it's great that our station, KKXX, is wanting to help the real estate community as they are doing. And I'm getting great reception from you and other realtors from other offices and wanting to be a part of this show, Real Estate Today. And so that's a fun thing to do, and it's given me an opportunity to meet other agents from other offices as well. Now, before the show started, you were talking about some other parts of your business, some of the things that you like to provide for your clients, such as a newsletter and information along those lines. Would you like to get into that?
Well, yes, and before I do, I just want to say, you know, part of, you know, the market has changed, and we're in a different economy than we were just a few years ago. And so my goal has been to do anything I can do to get up to speed on technology, which I have done. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I've done is I've created my own website, which, by the way, is EdnaFlemingHomes.com. Please go on my website. What I want to say about my newsletter is you can also access that from my website.
One little addition to that I'd like to mention is your last name is spelled with one M.
Yes,
and
that's correct.
For some reason, I would have thought that it was two, and when we scheduled the appointment, I put it in two. So if someone's looking for your website, it's Edna Fleming, that's FLEMING, homes.com.
That's correct. Thank you, Buzz, for that clarification. And getting back to my newsletter, what's great about it is that it provides current information on the market, and a lot of the articles come from the California Association of Realtors. And you have the option to subscribe or unsubscribe. So if I get your email address, you can call it in or email me at Edna. My email address is Edna, E-D-N-A, at EdnaFlemingHomes.com, and I'd be happy to put you on my newsletter subscriber list. I am finding that people like information. They want to be kept. I have come in contact with people now that maybe aren't ready to buy yet, or they're not ready to sell yet, but they want to know what's going on with the market. They want to know if there's any change in the market. They want to know the statistics in the market. So I provide those kind of articles. For example, I've got an article right now, a couple of them that I'm offering on my website. I'm on Facebook too, and I have a business page on Facebook, and I happen to have an article on there right now called June Pending and Distressed Home Sales Report. It's a news release that talks about tight housing inventory, slower economy constrained California pending home sales in June. A continued lack of housing inventory and slowing economy sent California pending home sales lower in June, but pending sales were still higher than the previous year for the 14th straight month, says the California Association of Realtors report of today.
Now, would you say that the inventory level of homes here in Chico is lower than it was a year ago, though? That seems to be my definite impression.
It is, and I think the demand is greater, especially in a certain price range. I think that's what I'm understanding, Buzz.
Right.
Probably more in the $200,000 price range. Mm-hmm. I think that's a pretty between $200,000 and $300,000 is pretty much.
So prices definitely stabilized in that range, and if they're priced well, they go
exactly.
pretty quickly now. Maybe multiple
exactly
offers.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're just about ready to wrap up this segment as the music lets us know. Once again, you're listening to Real Estate Today on KKXX Life Radio, and today's guest is Edna Fleming of Coldwell Banker, Dufour Realty, and she's given us her web address, EdnaFlemingHomes.com, but the best way, I think, is call Coldwell Banker, Dufour here in Chico. Back with you in just a moment.
Tomlinson Roofing, providing quality roofing services to Northern California since 1977. Tomlinson Roofing is fully insured with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Randy Tomlinson has over 35 years' experience serving North Valley homeowners. Delaying roof repair will cause permanent damage to your home. From minor repairs to full roof replacement, you can trust Tomlinson Roofing at 755-0438. That's 755-0438. Call for your free estimate today, 755-0438.
Welcome back again to the final segment of Real Estate Today. You're listening to KKXX Life Radio, and today I'm having the wonderful opportunity to get to know Edna Fleming of Coldwell Banker, Dufour Realty here in Chico, and one thing that I'm told to do as part of a real estate radio show is to disclose our license information, and I mentioned that I work under a salesperson license under the Department of Real Estate with People's Choice Brokers, and Edna, is that the case with you with Coldwell Banker? You're under salesperson license?
That's correct.
Okay.
My license is now with Coldwell Banker Dufour Realty, and they've been a wonderful support to me. I love that office, and I'm just so happy to be there.
And hello out there to Kim Juergens, also, who's the new sales manager, I think.
That's correct.
Coldwell Banker.
That's correct.
And you were talking to us about your newsletter, and as we were finishing up that last segment, I think you had a little bit more that you wanted to share before you get into some other information. So why don't you take it away, Edna?
Well, I mentioned my newsletter, and my newsletter does include my listings. I have three new listings, as I mentioned earlier, so I will just briefly tell you about them, because of course I want to sell them for my on behalf of my sellers. One is at 14513 Coulter Way in Magalia, a brand new house, never been lived in, 1,320 square feet, two bedrooms plus an office, and two bathrooms on 0.28 of an acre. I'm very enthusiastic about selling that home, so agents or buyers, if you're interested, either call me at my cell, 530-321-7523, or contact your agent to show you.
And once again, Edna, what was the list price of that house?
The list price on that is $119,900.
Boy, that's, I'm not sure we could find anything like that down here in the Chico area. Is anything else that you would like to mention about it that's unique?
Well, it's really neat. It's in a beautifully tree-lined neighborhood. You're automatically a member of the Paradise Pines Homeowners Association, and the fee is very affordable. So it's very low. It's like once a year they charge $169, and you have the use of all their amenities. And it's a nice family neighborhood, and it's a beautiful drive. So I encourage you to encourage buyers to see it, and encourage agents to show it.
All right.
My other two properties are, I have a condo, perfect for college students now, starting back up at Chico State at 1383 Nord Avenue. It's in the Richfield Garden Commons, and the price on that is $83,900. It's 960 square feet, it's a two-story, and I'm enthusiastic about that as well. It has inside laundry, the washer and dryer are newer, and so is the refrigerator. The other property I have is on Doe Mill Road off of, you take 32 to Schott, and it's about a 45-minute drive, or from Schott Road about 6 miles. Beautiful 20-acre lot with approximately five acres buildable, has a well on it, and that is priced at $147,000.
All right. How many acres again was that?
20 acres, and the seller says 5 acres of it are buildable.
And that's off of Highway 32.
Off of Highway 32 mm-hmm. to Schott Road to Doe Mill.
Okay. Great. Well, it's good to be able to share those listings, and I'm hoping to go up and take a look at that home in Magalia. I have a young couple in mind that just might be interested in that too. So any other agents who would like to work on that too, just keep in mind that wonderful price. That's really attractive, $119,000.
$119,900.
Wow. Yeah. Now, Edna, we're getting close to your first day here with us today on our final segment. Is there any other information or ideas that you'd like to share?
Well, Buzz, as you know, for those of us in real estate, you know, we are people. We love people. and we're people persons. Mm-hmm. So being a people person, I'm very interested in people and how they respond to, or how I can best meet their needs and what their needs are. And one of the things I learned recently in a workshop was that we, in the different generations, the generation, for example, between 1981 and 1995 is a little bit more, it seems like they, they're looking for something a little different than, or approaching buying real estate a little differently than, say, the previous generation. For example,
that was the generation from 81?
From 1981 to 1995.
Okay.
They're called the Nexters or Generation Y.
I sort of lost track after Generation X, which I guess that was the first one after the baby boom generation. But now there's all sorts of new generations, it seems like.
Well, the baby boomer generation was from 1946 to 1964. And then the next generation is considered the Generation X, which is from 1965 to 1980.
Okay.
And they want somebody that they can trust.
Yeah, there's different characteristics in these different groups.
That's right. And so it's kind of interesting. I asked my son, for example, he was born in 1986, and I asked him if these characteristics matched up to how he would be, or how he would respond to buying real estate, should he be looking for a home. And he said, absolutely, Mom. You know, he says, yes, we're more skeptical, we're more cautious, and, you know, you just have to know who you're working with.
So it's good for a realtor to know this, even though they might be trying really hard to furnish a lot of information and do a lot of work. It's very likely that if you're working with a client in this particular generation, that they may just be naturally a little bit more skeptical than what we might expect.
Yes, and the way I would translate that is that they want more information.
Okay.
They want more data. They're more, they want more, they want statistics.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of my goals, and that's why I have a newsletter that I send out, because it does provide current information for those people who do need, who are more analytical and like data. So, and I'll just give you an example of one of my articles, and that has gone out in my August newsletter, that is good information. Here are the factors that ultimately determine whether an inspection-based price reduction request will kill the deal. So a lot of times, sometimes that will happen, and a buyer will want the seller to reduce the price. So we'll talk about, so give me a call and I can talk to you more about that.
And I think that you enjoyed doing this, and I'm glad that you did, and hopefully you'll be back and we can even finish that illustration up. You're listening to KKXX Life Radio. Look forward to being with you next time.